Ladies and gentlemen, hey, Drew, thank
before you start, before you hit record, not reverse,
sure.
I want to tell Sam something because I don't want everyone to hear this on the air, so I want to do this before. Sam?
Yep, I'm here. Yep.
It might be the second time in the 23-year history of this show. Drew tweeted something today that I could not agree more with, but I don't want to say it on the air because I don't want people that know me, like Jack Wright. You know, Jack Wright's little brother started to chirp me.
No, I haven't looked at Twitter today, this would be a surprise for me.
I'll say something, and then once the show starts, if you guys want to talk about this, fine. But he tweeted out about basically along the lines is he'll never understand the value in NFL trades. I could not agree more with him.
You're
referring to the Diggs trade.
Correct.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Because what did we get him for? A first?
We got Jefferson.
Well, yeah, but we didn't know that at the time.
Well, what was it, 23rd overall pick or something like that?
That's what I'm saying. We got the 23rd overall pick, and I'm trying to remember, and then a 6th and a 5th, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. And then they got a second round pick.
Or no, maybe, no, hold on. I'm finding it.
Well, either
we got a first, a 5th, a 6th, and a 4th, and a next year at the time 4th for Diggs and a 7th. So I don't understand how all of a sudden, what is that, four years later?
When and he's still how many playing, Pro Bowls?
Yeah, he's still playing great football. He's now not only not worth a first, but only worth a second, but you have to give up a couple late rounders as well. I don't get it at all.
I don't get it either. And it's very strange. Yeah.
Tyreek Hill is definitely better than Stephon Diggs, but Tyreek Hill got a massive haul.
Right.
Just a couple years earlier. And it makes no sense how Diggs didn't even come in the same universe as that haul.
No, I mean I get at some point age plays a bit of a factor, but Hill was only like 2 years younger at the time maybe. But I'm totally with you.
Well, okay, or let's just say that it was just straight up for a second round pick. I still think that's not a lot, but whatever. But they did. Why would they have to add?
That's what I didn't get.
You could have
in some way, shape, or form justified a second round pick for Stephon Diggs straight up. I still think it's crazy, but at the end of the day, like he's still 30 and under contract for whatever. I think it's 19, 20 million for the next few years. You don't know how that'll play out at his age. So sure, that I get.
Well, that's,
but the fact that they had
another thing. Now the Bills, they didn't even get it. They didn't even make money on it. Like they $30 million dead cap hit. It's not even like they cleared cap space. They can go get. I mean, they'll get younger in the draft. Well, actually, they only get not even younger this year in the draft because they didn't get in capital. But they can't really go get guys.
No, I don't really. I it was really weird. And it just goes. I don't know. It was a very, very strange trade. Houston, they're loading up. Now, it will excuse the fact that Drew tweeted. As good as this tweet was, I won't even mention the fact that he tweeted that Kirloff is going to be a batting champion. So we'll just ignore that.
That was a joke.
I know it was.
That one was a joke. That one was a joke. By the way, he's second in the MLB right now. So.
Well, yeah, after what, 4 games?
5. But yeah. Oh,
then I stand corrected. You're right.
I'll tell you what. If Luis Arraez was second in batting right now, you'd be losing your mind. But
no, I won't. That ship has sailed. I have this
argument. I don't know if it has with you, but that's fine. No, the Kirloff thing was a joke just because
he's
got to stay healthy. But
then we're going to start the show in a second. But I'm going to take Jack Wright's number away and not let him wear 11. Every day I have to hear about Luis
Arraez.
How good
I was? Yeah, that's...
Well, no, that Nathaniel, actually, Coach Natters tells everyone how good you are. It's pretty funny, actually. But especially when we talk about bunting. But
it's only funny because it's true.
Yeah, no, that's I know. But I hear about Arraez every single day when he's not doing well. The guy's won two straight batting titles. I mean, he's not bad, but let's hit the music. No, let's start the show.
I'm not saying he's. I never.
No, I'm talking about the Wright family, who's doesn't get it. But
by the way, I know we've talked about this before. He's gonna get traded again now because Miami still hasn't won a game.
Wait, they traded their starting shortstop before the year even started.
Why and all their pitch and all their pitching, including the guy they sent us.
The Major League Baseball should just get rid of the team. They're Miami? Clearly not trying to win. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, at least Oakland was like, well, we'll just move, I guess, and then be better. Like, well, Miami's not going to go anywhere.
Well, here's a couple things. One, I don't understand why Miami is a team, because clearly they don't want to win. Two, that I don't think moving to Vegas is going to – I mean, the A's have the same owner who doesn't want to spend money, so why would he spend money now? And
well, I think the idea is he hasn't been spending money because he wants out of Oakland and he thinks Vegas will be more lucrative and he will be but here's the thing. Even when they weren't spending a lot up until recently, they were still competitive, a number of years. Now the guy just doesn't care because he wants a reason to leave.
OK, well, then.
Yeah, that will be interesting to play out because the city of Oakland offered another 5-year contract. The stadium. I mean, the fan, the people. I think baseball just wants him to sell the team and keep it in Oakland. Nobody wants a team in Vegas except for him.
That's true.
The people in Vegas may want a team in Vegas. I don't know.
They're putting the stadium in a weird spot. I don't know. I don't.
They're putting where the Tropicana Casino is. They're knocking it down as we speak.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. You know what else is insulting? The Twins made $20 million last year profit.
19. But yeah.
Well, was it 19? So it I heard 19. 20.
So can I start the show and then we actually have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, hit the music, start the show. I just didn't want that stuff on there.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll get it out in the post. Thanks everybody for tuning into this week's A2A. We got a packed show ahead of us, but before I got to tell you how you can find us. You found us one way or another, but if you want to try something else out, you can find us on all of your favorite streaming services, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, so many more. We are also absolutely the proudest members of the WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio. I shouldn't say that. There might be people that are more proud to be on the network than we are. You can catch us live every Saturday morning on air, 94.1 FM, if you are in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. You can also catch us 1 a.m. Sunday morning, ending your Saturday, starting your Sunday, however you want to look at that. We are live on air. You can also catch us WFNU.org, streaming on the website, or on demand through the WFNU mobile app. Go download that. WFNU, if you're from the Twin Cities area, has tons of awesome content and shows across everything you can want. Sports, obviously, news, lifestyle, music, and everything in between. And at the top of that pyramid of shows that we are at the absolute bottom of is the Star of the Network, brought to you by Highland Popcorn every Saturday at 8 a.m. Central Time is Connor's Corner. Dad, I feel like you haven't talked to Connor in a while.
Connor's back from vacation. Cape Coral, so you'll have to tune in for a live edition. I don't want to spoil anything, but he's got a lot of tales to tell from his vacation.
That's what we have to look forward to on the show, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, he's back from – I don't really want to spoil anything that he says.
Wait, you got to give someone a bit of a teaser.
Wait, what, Sam?
Is he tan?
Because, is he tan? Well, you'll have to.
I just don't know if I should listen on Facebook Live or if I should.
Yeah, I. Well, you kind of put me on the spot with that one. I'd say he's kind of tan. I mean, full disclosure, I haven't done the show yet, so I don't know exactly if he's tan or what he's gonna say. But I was trying to just get away with not fully admitting. I have no idea.
Do you ever know what he's going to say, though?
No, I don't. I don't. I really don't. And then Philip, Katie's in China or Japan, believe it or not.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yes, yes. So Philip will be
two quite different countries. I mean,
China and Japan. Similar to my question about the football player we got last week, which one we got. I don't know which one it is.
All right.
I think confusing the football players is a bit more excusable, but either way.
I think let's go with Japan for the sake of.
That feels
lovely this time of year.
Yeah, cherry blossoms.
You know Japan that DC. You know the fight ice talked about at the beginning of the game between the Rangers and the Devils?
Yes.
The 8 guys got kicked out the first second of the game.
No, I know. The whole
That's crazy.
They're both playing with like 2/3 of their team.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah. The Wild have been playing with 2/3 of their team the entire season.
That's a good point. Are they still playing?
The Wild? Yeah, they're not. I think 2/3 of the team, it's true. I don't think they're like out of it yet. I mean, they're not in it by any means, but they are. They're 6 points back of a wild card spot. I mean, with 8 left to play, 6 left to play, it's not it wouldn't be the craziest. I mean, they'd be better off at this point just calling it a season. At the same point, they only have half the team, and they don't really stand much of a chance for that reason anyways. But I don't know. I mean, every once in a while, they go out there, and you're like, they're not that bad. But it's just they're so top-heavy. I mean, they're top, let's call them 5 forwards, and their top 3 defensemen, I mean, when healthy, probably only 2 right now, are very good players. They just are piecing together a bunch of riff-raff behind them. So, but that's what happens when you have all these cap casualties. They're probably best off just losing, taking some draft picks home, and yeah, I don't know.
It's better off for our sanity if they just don't even make it, so we don't have to watch.
So our local women's team is going to the WinNet championship.
Did they win tonight?
They won tonight. They beat Troy. I don't know much about Troy, and I'm not saying they're not a good team, but you mean to tell me that Troy hosted a game and we couldn't?
No. They didn't host it. The Final Four was in Butler, I thought, at Hinkle. That was the men's.
They had no, because both teams played at
Troy
home.
Troy hosted.
Yeah. Because the other game was at the same time, basically, somewhere else.
No, I was thinking the men's NIT.
Troy's record was way better than ours. We didn't have half our team the entire year, but now we do, and look at us.
Troy, I think Troy was like the ones, like one of the one seeds, or like
they were second in the Sun Belt, according to my sources.
Well, we're going to the championship. I have no idea where that is, when that is. But we did win somehow.
What do you mean somehow? They're a powerhouse.
I think we only
They would have been a tournament team if they were healthy.
Yeah. By the way, on last week's show, not only did I Bramer Royce Lewis, who's probably done for the year knowing him, I definitely Bramered the Gopher basketball program because I said, have any of the Gophers transferred yet? I think within 10 seconds, 5 of them are gone.
But you know
no,
what's
no, they're back.
They're back?
Yeah, Ben Johnson said it's likely that they have 3 to 4 starters back.
Oh, but 5 have left.
Yeah, but do you really care if Ola Joseph and that Carrington guy leave?
No.
No. What's weird is what I was going to say to Sam's point. It looks like they're going to hold on to Hawkins and Christie and Garcia. And how or why, I really don't. Hawkins and Christie, I can understand.
You mean?
No, staying. Because, well, I mean, I can understand all of them staying, I guess. Let me put it that way. In a normal year, they'd all stay. Because they're all going to start. Leave? Can he? Of course he can.
No, I thought he already did.
No, he said he expects the Meg and Mitchell. So if he's 4 starters, he expects to be back.
Christie's either apparently going to the draft or coming back. But I don't know why he would go to the draft.
He's not
Christie specifically is going to get to do whatever he wants. Garcia is going to get to do whatever he wants. Like I don't know why they would leave, but what I mean is Garcia, all the rumors for the latter third of the season, let's call it, where he wants more money, he's gonna leave. He wants more money, he's gonna leave. And like, I don't know, maybe he couldn't find the money, no one was willing to give it, or all these guys leaving, they're just giving him everything those guys were taking. I have no idea, but it is a positive development that they're staying. I mean,
I don't know which coach said it. It might have been Hurley, and he's how pathetic it is that this is going on during the tournament when some of these teams are still playing and trying to get guys, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, anyways.
Yeah.
No, and on the Garcia point, teams probably saw his game against Indiana State and said, "We're actually not going to pay you anything."
No, I think you're probably.
Indiana State's they're a juggernaut. And then
they got that guy with the goggles, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Correct.
He's got like 30 names. On another side note, Bronny James is in the transfer portal. He averages point a game. He's terrible.
He's in the college dropout portal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'd love. Yeah. He's gonna go to the G League.
Leaving. He's leaving because Enfeld left, which I don't understand what that guy did to deserve a new job. But
where did he go?
Didn't he go to SMU?
Is that really an upgrade from USC? That seems. It seems like he knew he was about to get fired. But I don't think Bronny James cares. I think the guy played him like a minute.
You have to remember SMU's now going to the ACC.
Oh, that makes
sense. So I think they got a ton of money into the program as part of going to the ACC. But yeah, I don't know what he did.
USC's in the Big Ten. I don't know.
I know, but I think USC puts all their attention on football. I think basketball is, not much to them in this era, whereas SMU, I think, is going to pour their money there. That's what people are saying, at least.
Yeah.
That's what my sources are saying.
I agree with your sources. I don't know. If Bronny James, too, I would think if there's one player that doesn't need NIL money, it might be him. I mean, I'm not saying his dad shouldn't have him fend for himself, but.
I read something today that he's, or yesterday, whatever it was. I could have been duped because I didn't spend much time looking into the source, but he's going to the NBA. Or would not the NBA, the whatever league.
The G League or whatever, yeah. Because, I mean, in all fairness, if I made $50 million a year, I'd give you guys at least a couple $100 a month.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's very generous of you.
Yeah. And
honestly,
I
don't even want that. I would just want a WrestleMania ticket.
I know. God. Oh, God. Drew's like in the... I think Drew's secretly going and not telling us.
No. I'm not, I swear. I had
a dream that he went and then called us and said that he didn't want to hurt us, so he went without us.
How do all our Philly correspondents not know a single person that can get you in the door?
Because they know they don't. Wrestling's not their bag. I mean.
Oh, can I tell you what we're doing?
And my Philly correspondent could be on the move, so.
What?
My Sixers correspondent. So we might.
Where is he moving to?
Well, I don't want to jinx or anything. I don't want to say anything more, but it's still.
You're gonna blame her the move.
Yeah, it's one that I'm not doing it. So.
Is it another state?
It's another team.
Another team. Oh, I already know this. Never mind. I know where he's going. He's gonna go live by Drew.
Yeah, but it's potentially.
Yeah.
I know a guy that works for the equipment group out here, sort of.
I think the same guy who is going to the job.
That all makes sense. Okay. I assumed that, but I didn't want to. Okay.
And then we'll get back to. But you know, Coach Myers, the one of the.
I'm aware.
I'm not going to say he's one of the best first base coaches.
Oh, did we blame our Coach Myers' brother-in-law into losing?
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes.
I mean, you definitely blamed them in general because you said, yeah, this is the one year they will do it. And then
I said this is the one year they probably will because no one expects it. Well, I guess no one expects it because they still can't win a big game.
Because it wasn't their year.
But I would say he's a begrudgingly first base coach, but anyways, he's a big wrestling fan. And next, one of our games next week, he's making his own WWE night or day. And we are giving each player a walk-up song of another WWE star that we feel fitting for wrestling.
Whoever gets the Undertaker,
I already know.
Swing for the fences every pitch.
Guess who's getting the Undertaker? Jack Wright, friend of the show.
Well, I see.
Jack's 7 feet tall, so we figured that one. That's just a sneak preview. I can't tell you the rest, but.
My number 11 would have been the Bella Twins.
You still are the Bella Twins.
Or Stone Cold.
I think Stone Cold's going to be when we take the field. We'll break out that. So it'll be. Now,
so you should actually save the Undertaker for the closer.
That's a good point. The closer, though, is The Rock, Maximus Sims.
I think you got to go lower tempo. That's much.
The problem with this whole big deal is that everybody hates wrestling but him. It'll be awkward, but that's okay.
That's like Drew. Drew sent me a tweet that was some DJ remixing remixing Roman Reigns' theme song to a DJ mix. And I responded, I said, I think five people in it was a crowd of thousands. Five people in the crowd probably understood it, and those five people had the best time of their life, but everyone else decided to go to the bathroom.
Objectively, it was a very good remix. I mean, like, even if you didn't know what it is, it was like, I mean, it's such a good song for something like that too, but yeah, it's pretty
there's funny. So many good themes now. But yeah, I guess we'll have. Yeah. So anyways, we are going to have it in honor of WrestleMania this weekend. Again, no one's that interested, but that's okay. We'll pull it off.
We may have just had a live on the air Bramer.
No, what happened?
Hold on.
Hold, please.
Garcia's gone.
I thought I'm seeing a rumor that Dawson Garcia is in the portal. But I could be wrong.
Even know that. I didn't even know that, and that's
of course there was no way he was staying.
No, hold on. Now I think it might just be a rumor. It's not.
Well, there are no rumors. There are only truths.
Sure.
When it comes to how the
about,
Gophers,
how about leaving your team to go to a rival college? How is that allowed?
Like Ohio State.
Like the Wisconsin guy.
Oh, Where'd store. He... That guy, talk about just after money.
Where'd he go?
Illinois.
Oh, God.
He's apparently getting paid literally $1 million.
Which is absurd, because I'm sure he could get paid by $1 million. If I, maybe, I guess I'm not in a position to make $1 million, so if it was presented to me, I would think differently. But if I'm on a team, and I hate another team's guts, you know, they're one of our biggest rivals. Why? Well, I don't think I could suit up for that team.
I think you're giving these guys more credit than they deserve, because Storr was also originally at St. John's. Like, does he really care about Illinois being a rival of Wisconsin when he wasn't originally even going to go to Wisconsin? He played a whole year at St. John's.
By the way, did you see the Timberwolves score?
They're crushing, aren't they?
I'm not good at math, but 107 to 66.
That's 40.
41.
Yeah, I didn't add the extra one.
I actually am really
I think Toronto's lost like 14 straight games or something.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
By the way, is Naz Reid in the MVP conversation?
He's going to win sixth man of the year because Monk got hurt.
Yeah, I saw his odds are getting way better, but.
I'm not allowed to vote on it in New York. You're not, or bet on it. You're not allowed to bet any voted on awards in New York.
And OKC's losing by 30.
Because Shai and Sam's guy are out.
They must have figured they were going to lose anyway, so they just rested them. That's a weird one, but I get it.
Yeah.
Well,
because Boston just lost to somebody really bad, so I think they knew Boston wasn't going to lose again.
So, well, the NBA is going to be interesting because it's not going to be if you want to win a game or not. You're going to have to score watch the other game to see, hey, we might want to intentionally lose, depending on the matchups and the standings.
I do sort of feel like, although it would be cool if they won first overall, do we really want first overall as a Timberwolves fan?
I mean, Sam's point is right. Like, you kind of, I mean, I don't know if there's any of those teams down there you really quote unquote want to play. I mean, no. Your options are going to be Golden State, LA, Phoenix, Sacramento. If you're the one or the two seed, those are.
That was my point.
I mean, but like, maybe the but the three seed plays the Pelicans, and I don't think we do very well against the Pelicans.
I'd rather play
for
them
for some reason. I don't disagree. Oh, Ingram's hurt right now too, so that's the other thing. And the Pelicans may fall into the play-in because Ingram's hurt, so that would be helpful. But
if
yeah, I don't know.
I
mean,
if they win tonight, they're guaranteed top four. I think, right?
Correct.
It sounds like they have a decent chance of winning tonight.
Yeah, they'll be back in first after they finish this off because Denver.
I submitted my name for the ticket lottery, for the Timberwolves playoff ticket lottery. So I'll let you know, Dad, if I win, just on the off chance we make to the finals, so I can get early access to tickets.
Why would you do that?
It popped up on my Twitter feed last night, and I said, "Why not?"
It's not you don't pay anything. It's just like you win the chance to buy them.
Oh, okay.
So we're already 26 minutes into the show. We got to pivot to some slightly more important stuff. Should we talk some Final Four? That's probably the most pressing. Oh no, we were talking wrestling. Do you want to talk WrestleMania for 5 minutes?
No.
Just that people should actually watch it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be incredible. You know what's coming back to Broadway?
What?
That's our resident Broadway segment, Cabaret. And you actually apparently enter through a side door of the theater. And have it posted like it's like a underground, you know, like Cabaret, it's like an underground club in the show.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that like how you go to the show, you're like part of the show. And
you don't, you know how like normally it's like a big Broadway theater. Oh, entrance, yeah. Like there's still the marquee and whatever.
Yep.
But they direct you down a side entrance that goes through like a back hallway that's got like street art on it and stuff like that. They ID you. This is dead serious. They ID you when you walk in. Yeah. And if you're over 21, they give you a shot.
Really?
Yep.
Is that the one the littlest A is going to do in May?
Cabaret?
Maybe you guys don't even know. He got offered to do a play in May.
To work a play, I thought.
It's a play? Yeah. He told me it was like
He's working the door or something, right?
Oh, well, the dad's roommate told me it was some Broadway thing.
He told me. I'll tell you because he was like
graphic designers.
I think it's in New York.
He told me he may stay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you may have a packed house.
This is my confusion. Yeah, I know that one weekend. This is my confusion. It says Designs 2024 show. It's at the Fisher Center. I didn't think it was like. I thought it was just like an art show. I didn't think it was a play.
It's actually a play?
I don't know. I guess
why would he work a play?
I guess I don't know.
It's a show, but it's like an art show.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't care.
Public service announcement for those of you that get cold. I did receive my heated vest that you charge. It lasts about 3 hours. It's a game changer, I have to say. Okay.
So
that's why does why do you wait? Time out. You guys do this to me on purpose, and then I get ridiculed for it.
What do you want me to say about like your heated vest? Well,
I said for people out there, you should get one. You leave me hanging, and then I have people.
What would you have liked us to say?
I have a question, actually.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
Shut up.
You don't
shave your chest. Is it a fire hazard?
Funny you say that. I was nervous about that. I would recommend you try to keep it off your nipple because you could burn a nipple. Just saying.
Okay, but all right.
Yeah, no, you're not all wrong on that one, Sam. But I did have a long sleeve shirt on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming you're not going
chesticle
in the vest. But
I would not advise it because you would absolutely.
But I'm just thinking it could, you know, the hair could catch on fire through the.
Yeah, I agree. My fear was that I was gonna get us shorts, but it was so cold out that it definitely came in handy.
The so was not to interrupt your and cut off your.
Can I say one thing about wrestling?
Yes, it was to acknowledge. We're already acknowledged. That's good wordplay for those.
My hands in the air.
Yeah. My hands are up. I'm acknowledging them.
But
I'm in my office and everyone just looked at me like what I was doing. So let's swing that.
They're on the tribal chief and the final boss are on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, speaking of which, that's what I wanted to bring up. Cody Rhodes, was on First Take today. They asked him his thought about the matchup between Caitlyn Jenner and our Paige.
Clark. Fucking,
what?
Clark.
Clark Jenner?
Sure.
Okay. And our Paige, what's her name?
Buckets.
Beckers.
Yeah. And Cody Rhodes said that he thinks that he's going to go with the hot hand and go with Clark Jenner, but he said, but he does respect Paige Buckett's play. He actually knew her name.
Yeah, of course. That doesn't surprise
me. Cody Rhodes. Really?
I'm sure they prepped him too. Here's what we're going to ask you. Yeah.
Okay.
I sent you the text about one of our Philly correspondents saying that you asked which one we got him laughing. Yeah. He then followed up on that later and said, he said Caitlyn Jenner 15 times. I honestly don't know if it's on purpose or by accident anymore. And I said, I don't think you do either. It started out accidental, actually, I'm sure. But then now it's just in your head.
I don't know how to say this.
Clearly.
But I have so many, because I'm out and about, and I'm not going to say I'm a big deal or popular, but I know a lot of names or need to know a lot of names. I have to get some sort of nickname in my head to know the person's name. It's almost impossible for me to get someone's right name. So yeah, I do need like the Caitlyn Jenners, because I wouldn't remember. I sort of do it on purpose, but not really. If that makes sense.
No, I figured that's what it was on. Sometimes I can tell when you do it on accident, but I also can tell when you've realized an accident is
funny.
Well,
now I know
it's purposefully sticking to it.
Now I know it's Clark Jenner, so.
Yeah, right. Now you can get it right. No, they're on Jimmy Fallon, 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central tonight. That will be useless because I'm not going to get this out in time, but go back and watch it.
Yeah, I thought it's cool that Cody knew Paige Buckets.
I mean, she's a megastar in her own sport. I mean, as long as he knows sports and women's basketball, he should know her. But
I still hate Caitlyn. It's Clark, right? I'm going to get this. I still hate Caitlyn because I love Caitlyn.
I think that's the true measure of greatness, is when you start to hate somebody.
Yeah, I can't stand her. I've had enough of her.
So speaking of college basketball, we have the Final Four ahead of us this weekend. UConn versus Bama, America's darling DJ Burns, and NC State against America's enemy Zach Edey and Purdue. Dad or Sam, thoughts on, I guess, what did we miss? Sweet 16 was last week before we met or talked, whatever.
Yep.
Thoughts on the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and then Final Four that's left?
Do you think there's the same interest this year as every other year, or does it just seem like blah? Sam, you can answer that when you do your thing.
Well, I think it's the same interest. People are watching no matter what.
Okay.
But this interest this year is more of hatred towards the teams left than love for the teams that are left. We got our NC State darling. Everyone loves them and are rooting for them to win it all. But we got, if you look at the Final Four, it almost was Duke too, which would have been the worst Final Four in the history of March Madness, or some would say it's the best because it's the best, actually the best teams rank wise left. But, I mean, you got UConn, who they're just so good at basketball. It's hard to hate, but they're a back-to-back champ, like people like to see new. You got Alabama, who I think is universally hated by everyone. Not in.
Maybe not anymore,
University
though.
University of Alabama. Well, just they're only hated because of football, and then it carries over. Like, oh, that college wins too much, you know?
Right.
And then you got Purdue, who everyone hates, and Edie lives at the foul line more than SGA. So, but I still think people are interested in it. But there's probably talking more badly about the teams than actually like more excited about the Cinderellas, because there's only been really one.
That's true.
And anything I said last show about the teams that are left was probably dead wrong. So, sorry if anyone used that advice.
Well, I mean, UConn, who I picked but didn't pick because apparently it wasn't submitted. It is hard to believe that they're so good.
It's really astonishing.
They're going to win again.
Well, and I think the story of this tournament is that it's the first time that it's been like a big man dominated tournament. Where usually March Madness is won. I mean, it's still the case has been this year the same. But usually it's won by, you know, the three pointers and the free throw line, which it still is. But that is usually up. I mean, it's usually all guard play and taking over games, and it's all about what guards can control the game and make clutch shots you need it. But now you look at it, we got NC State big guy, we got Zach Edey, and we got Klingon from UConn. And then Alabama's that one team who just fires up 75 3-pointers a game and hopes.
But your point, even with respect to Bama, I think you're spot on, because in that game, in their last game that they won over Clemson, which was, you know, pretty tight down the stretch, and even against North Carolina, like, their best players were their – they don't really have, like, a true center necessarily, but, like, their best players were their big men down the stretch. Like, that – what's this? Why can't I think of his name now? That Pringle guy and then the Stevenson guy. I think, like, they're not – you wouldn't call them guards. They're not centers, obviously. But they're, you know – I think Stevenson's, like, a good 6'10", 6'11", but he doesn't really play the center position because they shoot so much. Like, it really hasn't been that guard-heavy tournament, even when you have a team like Bama that, you know, focuses so much on pace and shooting and all that. Bama-UConn fascinates me because UConn is by far and away the best team in the country, and I don't think it's particularly close. But Bama might be the one team that has the just sheer – firepower and offensive ability to keep up with them. And I think Oates is a good coach. You know, I think he's someone that can kind of match Hurley in that sense. So I think that'll be a fascinating game. So will NC State and Purdue for very different reasons. But, like, I think if there's a team out there that has a chance to beat Alabama, or I mean beat UConn, I feel like it's probably Alabama. I don't think Purdue has what it takes, or NC State, no offense. I mean, they've had an incredible run, but I think let's be honest with ourselves here.
Did you see the thing where the Zach Heedy guy, they said wouldn't even be drafted in the NBA? How is that possible?
I didn't see that.
Someone said he would not be. He would be lucky to be drafted in the second round. That he's not even an NBA player.
Most of the mock drafts I have seen have him getting drafted. Like. They not do. High, but, like, in the first round.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's one thing about him. He's not that athletic, and he's slow, which doesn't translate incredibly well to the NBA, but if he's 7'2", you're 7'2".
Right.
I just pulled three
completely random mock drafts.
Okay.
One had him going 25. Okay, one has them going 12, and one has them going 30. So,
okay, well then,
I don't know who said that. I believe that you didn't come up with that, but
no, I did not make that up.
Whoever said it is
barely know who he is.
I want to go back to what you said about the interesting, because I'm with Sam. I think the interest is the same, but what I feel like this tournament has lacked
publicity. At least, maybe I said it wrong.
Maybe, but you don't have that, like, classic game, you know, like, this is going to sound like a really high bar, and I get that, but, like, we've played 50 basketball games this point. I don't think there's been a single, like, buzzer beater winner.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, iconic game.
I don't think we've had, like,
instant Alabama, classic, they call it.
Yeah. I mean, Alabama, Carolina, I think was like a 2-point game, but it didn't really have that feel to it. And, like, there were other games that were close, obviously, but they were close because, like, teams just kind of, like, missed some free throws down the stretch and teams hit some BS shots. Like, they were 9-point games that became 4-point games or 6-point games that became 2-point games, and we're never really in question. Like, I just don't feel like we've had that, partially because so many of these teams, up until they lose, have been just destroying people. I mean, UConn is destroying people.
Sure.
NC State, I mean, even as an 11th team, taking care of business, like, throughout. Purdue's destroyed people. Like,
how's the NC State thing even possible?
I mean, they've won their games by 13, 6, 9, and 12, and they're an 11th seed. Like,
how? I mean, I know they did it. I just, it's
DJ Burns. That guy is the man. I mean,
okay. He's so electric.
Yeah. So I don't know. No, that's why I feel.
But wasn't he on their team all year?
Yeah, and he was electric all year. He just, for whatever reason, like they've all figured
straight.
Out.
I mean, they were literally hot at the right time. They won like 10 straight, seven straight to end the year season. So it's not like they didn't win any games. Like they finally pulled together. But to Drew's point, I feel like the one game I think of though is the Oregon Creighton game. But then at the ending was horrible. Or Creighton had blown them out. So we were close to, you know, back and forth. Oregon hit that three-pointer with like 3 seconds left or whatever it was, sent it to another overtime. But then the ending was a dud, you know. So I agree that there obviously hasn't been as many buzzer beaters.
And I just don't
end the game.
There's been a handful of like consistently back and forth games, but I just don't feel like we've had them to the level of excitement that maybe we've had in years past. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's just a weird year like that, but plus all, you know, besides NC State, it was a lot of chalk in the middle rounds. Like, I don't know. It's just, it still has got the reach and the publicity. And I think these are there are three incredibly good teams and one that has a fascinating allure to them with their run and the DJ Burns and the whole thing. Like, it's a great Final Four, but like the tournament itself is just, I felt like lacked some juice kind of throughout, but I don't know.
Is the championship still Monday night?
If Monday night is the 8th, then yes.
Oh God, that's the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. What are they thinking?
Clearly they don't really care.
Okay. Fair enough.
It is kind of
final lined up, but during night one? Night one pushed up the start time.
Four, six.
This is weird. I was looking at my calendar and then I had a notation about April 24th in my calendar. I'm not sure how that got there.
Hey, I got nothing for you. I mean,
yeah, I don't either.
You don't know what April 24th is?
I do.
Right. How did that get in my calendar?
Sometimes if it's like in your texts.
Okay. Maybe.
Your phone can read that and then suggest you that date.
Weird. Okay.
April 24th is someone's birthday, Sam.
That Drew might live with, and it's in my calendar.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying I don't know how. I got nothing for how it ended up in your calendar.
Oh.
Of course I know that day.
I hear you. Is there any chance that the Vikings aren't able to make a trade, and this whole assuming that we're getting a top five quarterback thing is just a joke?
Well, top five quarterback, do you count Penix as top five?
Well, I meant top five.
Yeah, we're getting
– oh. Okay.
I mean, I don't know who the five best quarterbacks are. For a while, I thought Penix was pretty good, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't disagree. I think he's pretty good.
I just don't want a lefty.
Fair enough.
You know what? I respect that. I'd be shocked.
I don't think the Gophers beat him. No, it sucks.
No, I don't think they end up with anybody, quote unquote, worse or below Penix.
Oh, they would take Penix, I would assume, yeah. But
yeah. Or they take McCarthy, But I would be shocked. Now, I could be wrong, but I would be shocked if they made the trade when they did without knowing.
Oh, that's what I think.
Opportunity to move up to at least.
But
four or five, maybe.
A team could. I don't want J. McCarthy. I don't want him. Now, is he better than Sam Darnold? I guess that's our question that we don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it makes sense to make the trade that early unless you know you're
going
to
do
something with it.
Yeah, I don't want McCarthy at all, but I keep just telling myself he's a winner, so then that to make it seem like I could be okay with him.
Or I don't want McCarthy either, but do we want Darnold, the Pastrnak, I forgot even the guys we had on our team last year at this point. Mullins and Kirk Cousins and the Hawley guy, Mr. Whatever Hall. He was that guy might have had the shortest insanely good career in the history of sports. For like, was it even 3 minutes?
It was a draw, like one drive.
I think for 4 minutes he was a Hall of Famer. And then he wasn't. Very interesting. Wow.
By the way, did you hear about this whole UConn plane situation?
They don't have a plane to get to the Final Four.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Just making sure you're aware of it.
Their plane, there's huge storms. I told you this in the Northeast. So the plane coming in.
Where is the Final Four?
Phoenix. So the plane coming in is like exceptionally delayed to the point that the crew would be over their allotted flight time. So if there's another plane they can take that's coming from Cincinnati, but it's small, so it would have to stop and lay over somewhere for a fuel.
They don't play till Saturday, right?
Correct. There's media availability tomorrow, and other teams are there tomorrow. I don't know why they don't just say, sorry, we're not doing a media availability, or we'll do it Friday. Like, we're leaving at a normal time. We're not leaving at 4 a.m.
We're just doing it on Zoom. So, I mean, and I love how Hurley spin zoned it into that we have to travel the farthest out of any team. It's harder for us to get there. He complains so much to a point that I actually love it. Yeah. And I respect it because they win by 30 every game.
No, he will find anything to complain about. I mean, no one complains more about the transfer portal than that guy. And two of his three best players are transfers, multi-time transfers.
It's bizarre. That's right. He was the one that was complaining about it.
Yeah, he always does. I think in his mind, he's like, well, I got to do it to win, which fine. But, like, it's a little bit of foot in mouth. But, like, he never would say that, though. Like, Pitino, you know, complained about it, but then he was like, but it's the reality, and we got to operate within it. Like, and that I respect. You can complain about it, but admit that you are in some ways benefiting from it as well, especially when you are a school like St. John's and UConn that has the history and the resources to, like, throw at these kids and get them. So
it's remarkable that UConn has the resources when teams like the University of Minnesota with all the famous.
It's really not about, well, I think it's not even as much about, like, it's about how you have to spread those resources out, you know, like,
I suppose. Yeah.
UConn doesn't care about football. Like, they just give everything to basketball, and they don't even really have to give that much to their women's team, as successful as they are, because they're so successful. They make their money themselves, you know. Yeah. And kind of self-fend. I also think success brings in more money. I mean, I think that's true no matter what. Like, every school has people with money to give for this stuff. It's a matter of, can you convince them to? And if you're UConn coming off a national championship and the success they've had recently, you can. If you're the Gophers, it's a lot harder. So I find it interesting that the Gophers struggle so much with, like, more broadly. I think that's a university issue, but just UConn specifically, or, you know, some of the other ones. But
bummer too, I mean, about Chance the Rapper.
What about him?
He's getting divorced. It's kind of sad.
Okay.
Well, how about that your favorite Meek Mill and Lil Wayne are going to be at WrestleMania?
I heard that Meek Mill, who is really at the top of my list of what he does, I heard he's going to be there.
Lil Wayne's debuting a single, I think they said.
He is. I think the Kelsey's are going to be there too. Does that mean Taylor Swift?
They offered Jason. I don't think did he accept it yet.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like Taylor Swift could go into the entertainment wing of the Hall of Fame.
I mean, Trump. Why not get her?
I know. Speaking of which, did you guys watch the Bray Wyatt special?
I have not yet.
No, I need to. That's on my list.
It's sad, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I have not yet. Apparently the Roman Reigns one's really good too, the AE one that they put out.
But they actually do a really good job at those. And the rivals.
Something they've always done, you know. It's the pre-match video packages, like all that stuff they've always done a really good job of. I do think,
yeah, that's true.
Wrestlers, maybe not as much more recently, but I think in general wrestlers just have fascinating stories to get to where they are in the WWE. Like, they just kind of breed that type of individual that works like crazy, has a strange, like, you know, route there. I mean, and a lot of them are just family or whatever, but I think in general, like, the things that those guys put into that craft, I think just breeds good content like that. So
have you guys ever voted, like, I know not voted, have you guys ever bet on, like, the league MVP or something like that?
I just told you 30 minutes ago I can't in New York.
I meant in the past
circle back. No, you can't. I can't ever.
Oh,
It is illegal in New York to vote to bet on a voted on award.
Yeah, I guess my follow up to what you said, and there's just in general, is I think that that's like, of all the things that literally could be fixed, that's a pretty easy one to fix when you're betting on stuff like that.
I've full circle it to Bramer, someone I bet on Royce Lewis to win the MVP. So,
I mean, when I said he was going to get hurt in four games, I actually meant it.
He didn't even last four at bats.
He had two really good at bats, though.
To my defense, it was actually a great bet.
I bet his home runs over. It was like
fragile
23. I was like, he's going to crush that. He hit one his first at bat. I'm like, no, he's probably not going to get that.
He literally got hurt rounding second base, and he'll be out. I bet he doesn't come back. I bet he's out for the year. How fragile is one individual?
I don't know.
My God. I feel like I can.
At least with.
With what?
I guess with Lewis until today, they were serious injuries. Because I was going to say, like, at least with Buxton, they've always been, like, very clear, like, the same joint. It's just chronic knee issues. I was going to say, like, Royce, he just all of a sudden has a sore leg, but now I realize he also tore his ACL twice. So.
Yeah, it's pretty sad when he says, yeah, this is nothing, because usually I'm out for the entire year, and he'll be out two-month-long injury is...
That's what's short.
Be sell. That, well, because what did he miss time on last year? Like an oblique, like other muscles.
His hamstring or something.
It was his hamstring and then his oblique last year separately. And then now it's his quad. I mean, it's crazy. Oh,
I can round second.
I mean, he's got his legs are massive. Hit. He might just need to slow them down.
Guy could use a little bit of extra built like stretching. A
truck. I understand, but like I just said, I could round second base.
I don't think our 40-pound trainers could probably stretch him out very well.
Massa, or whatever that guy's name is.
I talked to some of our friends of the show about this, and I blame the trainer, but they were very fond of the trainer, so they said no.
Here's the thing. They fired the trainer. It's a different trainer. They fired the trainer, so they're now on their
injuries have been
trainer.
Worse, I think. Maybe they
Yeah, maybe. I have worse. No idea. I don't think it's possible for them to have been worse. I mean, in fairness, it's mostly the same guys, but...
Okay.
Is it not? I mean...
Well, dipped into some new blood.
It's also it's always good to have before a guy ever plays for you, he's out 15 months, so that's always good.
Yeah. Well, he pitched in spring training. I mean, that's when.
Well, to Drew's point, it all comes back to Brooks Lee shows he's ready for the majors in spring training, and then he goes out for a month, so he can't even get called
back
up.
Back spasms. Yeah.
So honestly, he is ready for the Twins.
Yeah, no, he's perfectly ready. I don't know what to make of the Twins. I mean, I find a hard time, and we're going to probably talk about this throughout the season, and we only have a couple minutes left. I've been impressed on the whole by the pitching, and I thought the pitching was going to stink, and I have been, especially with the injuries, I've been impressed. Outside of literally the worst start of Bailey Ober's career, they've been very good.
Oh, he's terrific.
No, I'm not, but like, whatever. My point is they have a bullpen missing two of their probably best four guys, including their best guy without a doubt. And the bullpen's been really good. They're putting guys out there I don't even know who they are. And I like to think I watch baseball pretty closely. The lineup in many ways I feel is not better. That's not the right word for it. But they really aren't striking out as much. They are putting the ball in play more. They just cannot buy a hit, and all of a sudden they can't hit a home run to save their life, which doesn't make any sense. So I can't figure out what to make of them. But at the end of the day, we talked about it last week or the week before, whatever. Like, I just find a hard time thinking anything beyond like they're paying $30 million less than the year before. Like, how do you set an expectation for a team where they went to the playoffs, won a series, and you cut payroll that significantly? It's hard to really put more stock into the team. Like, I still think they'll be okay. I think they'll be fine this year. I think they have enough talent, and pitching seems good. But how do you really set expectations when that's, you know, the underlying fact? It's just kind of a downer on the whole thing. And I don't like to, like, always look at payroll and whatever. And in a month or two, I'll probably let it go unless it all falls apart. But, like, right now, as they start the season, like, there's just no reason the guys that are playing – would or should be playing if we didn't cut payroll by that much. So anyways,
Did we talk last week about the Bachelor Bachelorette situation?
No, why would we talk? No.
Okay, okay. Full disclosure, I talked to a lot of people.
I didn't even know what was going on.
So the it's a thing. Apparently, the last several years,
the Bachelor, of course, is the thing.
Okay.
Is this from the doctor? Because we can probably skip it if it is.
No, I think that I just want to. It isn't. The runner-up, there's Minnesota has had a runner-up for the Bachelor like 7 or 8 times, or Bachelor, Bachelorette show.
Nice people finish last.
And you know where I'm going with this. And you know where I'm going with. Even on that show, we can't win anything.
I think one of the actual Bachelor, Bachelorettes pretty recently was from Minnesota. So I guess that's kind of winning.
Well, no, that's where you're wrong.
Golden Bachelor runner-up from Minnesota, now she is the Golden Bachelor.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say.
But that is winning, technically.
No, it's not. You only won because you lost.
Well, they don't always pick the second place person to be the next one. You have to be someone that fans like.
Well, this year, the Minnesota girl, once again for like the 9th year in a row, was the runner-up, but she turned down to be on it. But my point is, our Minnesota sports world, it engulfs life itself. Even the Bachelor Bachelorette series, we always finish second. So I thought that was a kind of a fascinating fact. Maybe not. I know we're not usually a reality TV showpiece or whatever you want to say, but I thought it was fascinating. You guys don't. You're leaving me hanging again. I get what you're doing here, so I'll just
let. No, I was trying to figure out how I wanted to say what I was going to say, which was like, you're not grasping at straws. It's not the right way to put this, but like, I think you got to let the pity party on the second place stuff go. Now you're just like,
okay,
like, why do we care that the Bachelor and Bachelorettes are coming in second? The relationships don't work out anyways. They're better off.
Oh, I could give a crap about the Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Talked about it for kind of a long time.
I find it fascinating that just the state of Minnesota, we can't win anything. No, them personally, I could care less.
Did my Alex Kirilloff tweet seem serious? Like, I thought it was pretty clearly a joke.
What was the tweet?
I've had 3 different people now say something about it. I said, Alex Kirilloff will be a 2024 All-Star and the batting champ. My column. And then like a colon, you know, okay. Like that, like kind of tweet format, Sam. Yeah, that's all I said. I've now had 3 different individual people, including dad, the doctor, and including one other family friend, adult, all respond in a way that would make it imply that they thought I was serious.
I'm going to be totally honest. Then I'll let you go, Sam. I'll be totally honest. I 1000% knew you were kidding just by how early you said it. But I can see if someone didn't really know you personally, they might go.
All 3 people know me very well personally. So
okay. Well, I know you the best. I knew you were kidding just because it was so early. But I could see where people might think you were serious and think you were a tool at the same time. Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, if you stopped it at All-Star, I would have thought you were serious. But the fact that you went on.
I thought adding the batting champ. Yeah, exactly. That was exactly why I added it. Okay, that's exactly why I added it. I'm glad I got a little bit of I feel a little bit better about that. Any parting thoughts? And then we got to send ourselves and our friends to the to Connor's Corner.
Sam, do you have anything you want to say?
Finish your story, Cody.
Yeah, right. Next week we have to do a recap.
I don't know. What else do we have to say?
It's going to we're the ones.
Congratulations, Paul Heyman.
I mean, our show is the ones and everyone else is the twos. That's probably not a good way to end the show, but
sending it to another show.
Yeah, so probably the best way to end this would be
we are the twos listening to the ones.
And the ones is coming up right here on WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio. Bye bye.
because.